right, ladies. Oh, boy.
Right.
Here's a woman.
Right. What's happening?
Here's a woman sentenced to prison for impersonating her ex-boyfriend on Facebook and nearly ruining his life. She's 25 years old. She's from Las Vegas. And she had a restraining order put on him.
Okay.
Then she took to Facebook and created fictional posts that made it appear as though her ex had violated the restraining order.
Oh, but he really hadn't violated the restraining order.
No, not at all.
She made it seem as if he had.
On Facebook. Oh. And she did this 4 times. He was arrested 4 times between September and December of 2015.
And now, what I don't understand.
And the last time he was arrested, his bail was $200,000, a sum that his grandparents had to use their home as collateral to post.
Oh, you messed up the grandparents.
Yep. Not to mention what happened to his life, getting arrested 4 times and going to jail.
But how do we know what he did?
Yeah, what did he do to get the initial restraining order?
I don't know what he did to release the restraining order. I know what she did, and she's in jail.
But
he
started it.
Did something really bad to get a restraining order. Maybe it wasn't enough, so she had to step it up further.
4 times.
4 times. Yeah.
Thank you, Q.
She's in jail. Poor baby.
I mean, come on.
This poor girl is in jail now.
Poor girl.
This poor girl. What about this poor man?
But what about the poor grandparents? They got to have a crazy dude with a crazy girl after him at their house now.
Right.
Not forget about the grandparents.
But what I want to know is what police officer is on Facebook? Let me see who had violated that restraining order. Who is doing that?
You know, because people are doing stuff so crazily, Kim, everybody is on Facebook looking for people who may have done things.
But I don't think this was a random search and they came up with it. I think what happened is she turned him in.
She said
he's violating a restraining order. Here's the proof. It's on Facebook.
But you know,
and she did that. And she did that 4 times.
But to get a restraining order, you have to. You're telling the judge this person is, my life is in danger, and so they can do anything up to the restraining order to get back at you. So maybe he was doing some stuff, and she was like, "I've got to put a stop to whatever he is doing. I got to step it up."
No, because I believe she wouldn't be in jail for that. If she was really I had to do this guy was awful, I don't think they would have put her in jail for a year.
No, because she stepped it up and she pretended and put out these posts. Maybe she was really fearful for her life. That's why she stepped it up.
That's what you're going to say, really?
Yeah, I'm fearful
for your life, you go get a gun. You go hide in a shelter. You get in the witness protection program. You don't get on Facebook.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
My heart is going out to her for a minute, but I'm a scratch the idea that I have for my ex because it don't look like it's gonna work if she went to jail. All the stuff I was thinking about doing on social media, I'm just not gonna do it.
No, social media is
such
the thing
an amateur.
But wait a minute,
I'm an amateur, sip. I'm not also, going to jail.
The grandparents put up their money. They put the house up
to get him out of jail.
I feel bad.
But the grandmother died before the charges were cleared.
Oh, no.
So she died thinking her son, her grandson was a stalker.
Now what you got to say about her?
Yeah, see how I threw that at her? I did that?
Yeah, I feel bad for the grandmother. But did she die when he got the initial restraining order? Yeah, she know now. Now she ain't having it. She know.
That's what y'all going to do?
She got
a Facebook page in heaven. She got a Facebook. She keep it up.
Right. Yeah, she got likes.
Heaven is Facebook.
Yes.
She's verified.
And
she
hell.
Knows.
Heaven and hell
okay.
is Facebook.
Okay. Well, hell for the most part is right. You're right
poor
about that.
Four times.
Poor guy.
Between
no
September and December of the same year, only 4 months.
Catfishing.
Does he put that on his Tinder profile?
Swipe.
She needs to be in jail.
Swipe left.
Swipe.
Swipe.